gaggle of geese. More fun than a room full of wombats. Able to reach huge audiences with a single broadcast.
Listen, coming from that speaker, it's talk radio.
It's an audio extravaganza.
It's the Outdoor Journal.
Yes, it's the Outdoor Journal radio show. Champion of equal rights for people who like to fish, hunt, camp, and otherwise play outside. Valiant, courageous fighter who fights a never-ending battle for truth, justice, and the Canadian outdoors. And now, another exciting episode in the adventures of Outdoor Journal Radio.
Good morning, everybody. A wonderful weekend. Yes, it is a wonderful weekend, damn it. I don't care what anybody says. Thanks for joining me. I'm Angelo Viola. Sports.590 The Fan, Outdoor Journal Radio. He is Stephen Labadie over there pushing all the buttons. Or looking like he's pushing all the buttons. I don't even know if he pushes all the buttons.
I push buttons all right.
Yeah. Stephen Labadie.
How are you?
Hat in head, on head.
Yeah, because I can't get my hair cut.
Oh, right.
Everything's closed, so I look like a freaking mop.
You know what? That's a great point. Like, what do you do if you need a haircut?
Oh, I might, like, shave it off so I don't, like... Look, right now, my coif looks kind of half cut. It looks really weird.
Derek Reddale at headquarters. Command Central keeping us off the rocks today, hopefully. Well, I don't know about that either. We'll see. Certainly a wonderful week behind us, Stephen.
Yes.
We'll talk about that. But first, maybe we should talk about that first, and then we'll go into all the exciting things about today's program. Because I know there's a lot of people who are just sitting there waiting to see how I respond to what happened this week. Are you one of those people, Stephen?
Maybe. We're live on air, so it's kind of like, it's kind of, you know.
Yeah, it's a flip of a coin, isn't
it?
Anyways, for those of you who are not aware, a couple of days ago, I decided to enter into what is, for me, unfamiliar waters. The backwater. Yeah, the backwaters of the fishing social media world. And, man, did I get a wake-up call. Never mind the OFTP homeschooling program that the government has your kids on right now. This is the place you go to get an education, let me tell you, where I went. And, wow. But anyway, silly me, I felt compelled to reach out to my community, the fishing community, through all of these social, I'll call them social fishing platforms. Mm-hmm. There's many of them out there. I was surprised just how many there are out there. It's craziness.
A lot, yeah.
But anyways, which is good. I applaud that. That's fantastic. Anyways, so I wanted to reach out to them and speak to them about my concerns regarding this, COVID-19 and the upcoming trout, opening season, which is April 25th. Now, for those of you who were here last week with us, you know that, well, if you don't know, I'll tell you now, I was more than a little surprised at the announcement made by Minister Jakubowski here on this very program, where he said that it was going to be business as usual as far as fishing was concerned. Mm-hmm. I was shocked. It was the only way I can describe it. I was fully expecting to hear that, you know, there'd be some sort of postponement, let's hold it off and see how we do. Something was going to be implemented due to the fact that they, just a couple of days earlier, the premier had announced that the emergency measures that he put in place a month ago were going to be extended for at least another month to May the 12th. So I figured, okay, well, this can't be good news today on the show. I'm sure that fishing is going to be affected. And you know, from a personal standpoint, I would have agreed with it wholeheartedly because I think it should. But that's a whole other story. Anyways, so I thought, as responsible anglers, of which I up until a couple of days ago, I thought I was one of those. But, you know, obviously most people that piped in didn't think so. Anyways, I thought maybe we should take matters into our own hands, kind of like being your own liquor control board, you know. And then I thought we should say no to the opening of trout season. Mm-hmm. As a group, we should stand up and say, yeah, you know what? I think this COVID-19, I think people dying, I think families losing the opportunity to have a good life, I think businesses going under, I think all of these things are far more important than me going fishing on the 25th of April. Mm-hmm. So I thought, let me reach out to the community and see if we can rally the troops under this one cause and do something good. Naive, maybe, I don't know. Anyways, I thought all you had to do was, you know, compile some thoughts, orchestrate them in some sort of a concise and orderly fashion, and poof, push a button, put them on the internet, and off you go. And everything would happen, you know, unicorns and rainbow this and all. I thought it was going to be great. Well, apparently, that's not the case. What I should have done is vet the subject through the SMFC first.
What's that?
Oh, that's the Social Media Phishing Commission.
There's one?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. You have to ask for their approval. My mistake, quite honestly, is that I'm embarrassed to say I didn't even know that that organization existed, let alone the members that all jumped in and piped in when I published that blog.
Hmm.
Huh. Imagine that. But I'll tell you what, I know who those members are now.
That's good.
Yeah. Anyways, that's what happened. The rest is kind of history. It got really ugly really quick. It seems that because of my opinion that I think we as anglers, and I keep including myself, we as anglers, because a lot of the respondents, for some bizarre reason, painted me as this antichrist of fishing. Apparently, I'm the antichrist of fishing. Apparently. But anyways, I was hoping that we kind of could get together as a group and say, yeah, you know what, maybe we should sort of hold off and see what happens. Let's give it a few days, and then we'll take off from there. But no, that's not what happened. It got ugly, and it got ugly quick. Vulgarity, profanity, slander. I mean, there was stuff going on. I was shocked as a mature, well-seasoned veteran of the angling world. I was shocked at what came out. So what did I learn about that world, that new world that I stepped into? Well, I learned, for one thing, that mutual respect is obviously obsolete in that world. I learned that the wolf pack mentality is alive and doing well. Bullying and ganging is an Olympic sport in that world, ganging up. And I learned that rhetoric is the common language spoken by the villagers there. Those are all things I learned. So in the future, if and when I venture into that world, it will be under totally different terms, because I think I understand how to play in that arena. It's much like, I guess, being in the Wild West. So that's what I should be doing. Now maybe I've misread this whole thing. Maybe I've stumbled into some sort of weird, I don't know, social monoculture, totally different from the fishing industry that I thought I was going into. And it really doesn't represent the fishing community in whole. But it's certainly, for one thing I can say for sure, it does not represent the Fishing Canada show culture. It does not represent Fishing Canada audiences nationally, nor the Fishing Canada advertising partners. Doesn't represent any of them either. Whatever it was, whatever it is, it ain't fishing. And it ain't part of my world. So I'll try and steer clear of it. Another thing I found out, which is kind of interesting, but I'm not going to make a big issue of it either, is that there seems to be a common thread to it all. There was a common thread as we started going through it. And everything pointed back to a mini group within the group. And the only way I can describe this group, which is led by a person that, and I didn't even know who these people were. I didn't know who this group represented. I didn't know anything. The only way I can describe it, this guy is a modern-day fishing pimp.
What?
Yeah. Modern-day fishing pimp. So what he does, he and I don't know where he gets them, but he finds anglers. Most of them are younger folks. And preys on their vulnerability. These people want to be recognized in the fishing industry. They want to be somebody. They want to be pros. They want to be fishing pros, but they don't quite know how to get there. And it's very admirable. I mean, that nothing wrong with that. But he preys on them. Yeah, he gets them to give him money. And then he hooks them up with free rods and reels and tackle from all the manufacturers and gets the little stickers for them and all the little patches they can put on their stuff and says, there you go, kid. You're a pro now. Stick with me. I'll make you a fortune. Yeah, everything kind of led back to this guy in this group. Yeah, kind of interesting. I'm not going to mention the names. I'm not, because I don't do that. But I'll leave it at that. One thing I know now, I know who all the players are. And I think that's the important part. All right. And by the way, for those of you who are saying, what the hell is he talking about? Go to fishingcanada.com and read about it. It was a major event this week in the fishing community. And I guess I started it. I guess I lit the fire. And all I wanted to do was say, hey, guys, you know, maybe we should get together and the government's not going to do it. You know, the government's not going to do it because they're afraid to. The government's not going to do it because they're afraid to lose popularity. Although Ford is doing a great job during all of this, and I applaud him for some of the strict measures that he has taken, I think he dropped this one badly. Look it. He closed up all of the boat launches. Mm-hmm. He closed up all of the marina launches. He closed up all of the parks, knowing full well that the municipalities were going to follow suit by closing up all of the conservation areas and all of the adjoining properties surrounding water, waterways, rivers, etc. And therefore, access to fishing was going to be, at best, limited to private property, people who own cottages and can take advantage of their lake. He closed that opportunity by saying, don't go to the cottage. Hello, people, wake up. Fishing essentially was closed 2 weeks ago. 2 weeks ago. All I wanted to do was bring it to light. And I became the Antichrist for that. Anyways, that's good. Time to move on. What do we got? With all the kerfuffle, how about the exciting Wednesday launch of the new contest?
Yes.
FishingCanada.com on Wednesday at 3 p.m. Well, that was another. It was supposed to be 3 p.m. Yeah. We launched yet another Fishing Canada sweepstakes. And this time, boat, motor, and trailer by Prince Craft and Merck is up for grabs. We launched it at 3 o'clock, but we had a major crash. There were so many people going on to it. We had a major crash and did not get an opportunity to reopen till about 5 p.m. on Wednesday. But, man, it's going really well. And it's just our pleasure to be able to bring wonderful products like Prince Craft and Mercury Motors to our audience, to our fans, to the people who matter, and give them an opportunity, aspire to win and use these wonderful products this summer. Yes, we will get out fishing, just don't know when. And we'll have all these wonderful toys to play with by the end of the summer. We're giving away thousands of dollars worth.
I wish I could enter.
I know, you keep saying that. You can't, all right?
Can you just make a little, in the rules, Stephen can enter? Change the rules for me?
Oh, you want an exception just for you because yes. You're special.
Yes.
You're entitled, right? Yeah. I've had my fill of that all week, believe me. Anyways, just go to the fishingcanada.com, go to contest. Now, here's the secret, though, and I see a lot of people didn't catch on to this, is that the boat motor trailer package giveaway contest is totally separate from the 2.5 Mercury outboard motor contest.
Yes.
So when you're there in the contest area of the site, it's important that you enter both, not just the one, because entering in one does not automatically get you into the other contest.
No.
You have to do both. Boat motor trailer giveaway and the Mercury motor giveaway.
More chances of winning.
Well, yeah, and that's the deal. All right. Okay, now this week's guests. That's all on fishingcanada.com if I failed to mention it earlier on. Canada's fishing portal.
Yes.
Fishingcanada.com, where all the action is. This week's guests, you brought this to our attention. Thank you very much. You saw it on CBC, is that what you
said? Yes, yeah. Wow. My old CBC.
Wow, look at you. You look like a CBC kind of guy.
I listen, I watch everything. I read up, I do research. Yeah. I don't just fix on one network.
Anyways, this story is kind of interesting. A marine ecologist at Dalhousie University tell us that in fact, our oceans could see substantial recovery by 2050.
Yes.
If world governments invest billions of dollars to restoration. Well, that would be kind of obvious. I think I could have made that claim, couldn't I?
Yeah.
If we invest billions of dollars, I could probably have a full head of hair.
I wouldn't say that.
Oh, all right. That's a little far-fetched. All right. Okay. Okay. Anyways, we'll be joined by Boris Worm, who is on that panel from Dalhousie University. He's going to talk to us about that stuff. My good buddy is on the show. He hasn't been on the program in ages. Former host of the ever-popular TV series Going Fishing. And who is somebody that I was compared to in the mayhem that took place this week on social media.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I got one comparing me to Daryl. And I was flattered. I guess it was meant as a, I don't know, I was supposed to take it badly. I thought, wow, that's cool.
I was on the phone with him for, I think, half an hour and get him on the show.
Who,
he's
Daryl?
Hilarious.
Daryl?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Very
he's
good
best.
Guy.
He's the best. Anyway, he's going to come on the program. He is the host of the ever-popular series that was on air for almost three decades, Going Fishing. Editor of Ontario Fisherman Magazine, still to this day talked about by anglers everywhere. One of the premier publications that we've ever had in this country. And he'll be joining us today to talk to us about a situation that's going on the Saugeen River, which is kind of his home turf as far as conservation efforts. He has been working, well, ever since I've known him, with the group, various groups on the Saugeen River for its restocking program. And today it can boast of being, I think, arguably the best steelhead waters anywhere in the world, and it's all to the efforts of these fine gentlemen and Daryl himself. Well, they're having a problem. It has to do with COVID-19. He's going to talk to us about that. We thought it'd be important because there's so much chatter going on about boat launches, cottages, lakes, what's open, what's not, what can you do, what you can't do. We thought we would bring the man on who can answer some of those questions. Stephen Tate will join us from Gordon Bay Marine in Muskoka. He'll tell us how COVID-19 guidelines, such as those boat ramps and ATV trail closures, are affecting outdoor recreational activities. Patrick Walsh is on the program. Now, this is kind of interesting because Patrick was one of the people that keyed in on the mayhem that happened Wednesday of this week on the internet. And he blogged, he wrote an article himself about it. And of course, for those of you who don't know Patrick, he is the editor in chief of Outdoor Canada magazine and all of their other initiatives, digital initiatives as well. He'll join us today to talk to us about his thinking on what he wrote and how he feels about what happened this week. Roland Martin, my buddy Roland. Will be joining us from Florida. Roland, of course, is the legend, I think the legend of fishing globally, pretty much everywhere. Tournament bass fishing whiz. He still, I think to this day, holds most victories in BASS. Aside from being legendary, the guy is just, he is Mr. Fishing, no doubt about it. He'll be joining us from Florida to talk to us about how he's coping with this pandemic down there. They may have different views down in the Everglades, but we'll see what he's doing during the lockup. And that are it. A lot to cover here, folks. We better get a move on.